No way, mister. Me ain't never going back in that hell place no more. Not for 1 minute. Kill me dead. Mr. Ayers looked at me then.
I'm thinking they might have let you out by mistake, he said. Yes, that's what I'm thinking. Am I right?
I shrugged. The sorry girl and the girl with no name, they just looked at the rest of us to see what was going to happen.
Have you girls got anywhere to go? Any relatives? People expecting you somewhere?
I looked at the other girls, and then I looked back at him and shook my head, no.
Is there any way you can prove that you're legal? I could be in trouble if I let you onto my land, and then it turns out I'm harboring illegal immigrants. I have a wife and 3 children. This is a serious question I'm asking you.
I am sorry, Mr. Ayers. We will not go on your land. We will just go. Mr. Ayers nodded and took off his flat cap and looked at the inside of it and turned it around and around in his hands. I watched his fingers twisting in the green cloth. His nails were thick and yellow. His fingers were dirty with earth. A large black bird flapped over our heads and flew away in the direction where our taxi had disappeared. Mr. Ayers, he took a deep breath, and he held up the inside of his cap for me to see. There was a name sewn in the lining of the hat. The name was written in handwriting on a white cloth label. The label was yellow from sweat.
You read English? You see what that name label says?
It says Ayers, mister.
That's right. Yes, that's it. I am Ayers, and this is my hat. And this land you girls are standing on is Ayers Farm. I work this land, but I don't make the law for it. I just plow in spring and autumn and parallel with the contours. Do you suppose that gives me the right to say if these women can stay on it, Small Albert?
The wind was the only sound for a while. Small Albert spat on the ground.
Well, Mr. Ayers, I ain't a lawyer. I'm a cow and pig man at the end of the day, ain't I?
Mr. Ayers laughed.
You ladies can stay, he said.
Then there was sobbing from behind me. It was the girl with no name. She held on to her bag of documents and she cried, and the girl with the yellow sari put her arms around her. She sang to her in a quiet voice, the way we would sing to a baby who was woken in the night by the sound of distant guns, and who must be soothed without being further excited. I do not know if you have a word for this kind of singing.